good job on holding that line. Now, of course, after the big news conference about COVID-19, we heard from the schools, right? There's an unfolding situation, all eyes on Deer Lake, if you will. And apparently the province's Teachers Association supports government's decision to close a Deer Lake Elementary School for 2 days after one student tested positive for COVID-19. The school will remain closed at least until Wednesday while health officials carry out contact tracing and testing. But NLTA President Dean Ingram is still puzzled by the reluctance to implement safety protocols and restrictions similar to those in other indoor public spaces. Ingram speaks with VOCM's Linda Swain about the situation.
Well, I think first off, the minister made the right call. The district made the right call. Closing the school under these circumstances makes a lot of sense.
But what do you think overall? What else needs to be done? Will this be enough?
Well, 2 days for now, I think that's a reasonable starting point, and these are things that can be reassessed. I think it's important to do so. But I would say that now, more than ever, now would certainly be the time to reassess why the measures we see in our schools, and we've been making this point since March, are less than what we see in other public venues.
I put the question to the Chief Medical Officer of Health about some of the items that you raised yourself this morning about mandatory masks, for instance, mm-hmm. in the school system. And she indicated, you know, we can't make, you know, policy-wide decisions based on a single case. But what's your argument?
Well, we would hold that this is a policy decision that we think has merit in other public venues. Parents are asking me, why is it my child has to wear a mask when they go to the hockey rink, when they go to the grocery store with them, but not in the schools? Parents can't understand the discrepancy, and since March, neither can we. We know that masks, all the research, all the communication we've seen from public health authorities within the province and outside, emphasize the importance of mask wearing coupled with physical distancing. If mask is not an option, we need physical barriers.
What are teachers telling you in the Deer Lake area? Are they afraid?
There are concerns. I've had expressed concerns from our members, and not just in Deer Lake. I mean, the COVID situation has created a level of angst and anxiety throughout the entire province, and our members in Deer Lake, as with other parts of the province, are concerned about how this will develop as things unfold. But again, we know that this province is in a very good place, but it's a very fragile place, and things can change very quickly, as we've seen over the past number of months, most recently, of course. We think that now it's the time to restrict extra things coming to our school, not expand them. We need to enhance protective measures, not delay them, not expand. And for these reasons, we've been calling since March for the same protective measures we see in place in other public venues within the province to be put in place in our schools. People, space, time, and place, it's worked. It'll work in our schools as well, and that's why I feel that same mantra needs to be applicable to our schools.
You raised concerns right off the bat about, as you put it, non-essential extracurricular activities in the school setting. Have you had any satisfaction in your discussions with government on that?
We have made our point, and our position is that the province has put in place protective measures for all kinds of injuries, including recreational facilities. If these things are going to happen within our schools, we need to have the same protective measures put in place within our school system. And that's been a consistent refrain we've made since March. It's something we're continuing to refrain now, and we'll continue in the future. Our position is that the more you open up schools, the more you enhance the risk. If you're going to open up, it has to be coupled with protective measures. And our position is we want those measures to be in place so we can maintain our school system.
Have teachers been downloading the COVID app? I guess depending on what age level they're dealing with, it's either effective or not that effective.
I can't speak directly for all teachers, but I know that I have.
How do you feel overall about how the province is dealing with the situation?
The announcements today, those are prudent. Those are the right ones. But again, we still hold our position that it's been since the beginning that we have concerns with the degree of inconsistency we see within our school system on so many fronts, and what we see in other public venues throughout the province. And that's not a new position for the NLTA to announce. It's the position we've had since March.
Are you fearful that we'll see more cases in the school system at some point?
The best way to avoid that is to ensure that all necessary protective measures, as deemed necessary in other public venues, are the same ones we see within our school system. The best way to keep COVID at bay is to not become complacent and provide our school system with the same degrees of protection we see in other parts of the province.
How have teachers been doing in helping to allay the fears of students?
Teachers have done what they've historically always done, worked to for the best for their students. They've tried to ensure that the school system works to the degree that it can, that they do their best to comfort students, but at the same time, we need to ensure that the school system has access to all that it needs to ensure that they can keep those students safe. This is the degree and the dynamics, and we do hold our position that we need to be a consistent measure, set of measures between our school system and all other venues in the province.
And who's there to support the teachers?
Well, the association is, certainly, but we also hope that the district, as the employer, that the Department of Education, will move that. We've had discussion what's needed. Government and the district needs to put in place those measures for all in the school system, for parents, for students, but certainly also teachers.
And that is the NLTA President, Dean Ingram. He'll be joining us live at 7:20 this morning. Stay with us for that. We're going to get the very latest. And he was, of course, speaking with VOCM's Linda Swain. And we're going to hear from Linda Swain in the next 15 minutes or so, because when we return from news, she covered the COVID briefing yesterday on behalf of VOCM. So we'll have the highlights from the briefing on behalf of VOCM's Linda Swain. Ben, what else is coming?